Welcome, Sandrine. Welcome, Anna, to Auroville Radio.
Thank you.
So you are going to talk to us about Lila Loca, which is a project you have been working on for how long now?
2009. We started to have the vision of it and gather together and try to formulate this vision into words first, because that's the first materialization of a dream, is to be able to put words on it. And it's 5 years then.
Yes.
But the team has grown. It's not that we are the same team as...
So you started with less people and then it grew?
Not only that, we were less for sure, but also some people stepped back a bit and some new people joined. So, yeah.
It's a fluid kind of thing. And Lila Loca?
No, we have a base of the same core team, I will say. The core team didn't move, but we have some moving people around.
Satellites, energy satellites. Yeah.
Which are very good, because they also have capacities, but it's not that everybody can handle all the process, administrative process of Auroville, and enjoy to do that. So.
Yes, that can be quite trying. So you're right. And also maybe it takes people who have been here for longer to deal with that. And so you started in 2009. And tell us a little bit about the project Lila Loca. I understand it only as a place to play, but I'm sure it's a little bit more complex than that.
Yeah, it is. It is, and because it is more complex than that, it's not so easy to understand and to explain. It's still a mystery for us. It's a dream which came on us all and attract us together and push us, but and pull us also in all directions, in many directions, but... Yeah, Lila Loca is actually, we have named it a resource, self-learning and resource center. Means self-learning means not only learning by yourself, but also learning about yourself. Mm-hmm. And both are very connected in this process. And when you look at a child who is playing, he's very focused and he's extremely serious. And in this seriousness and focus, he's absolutely joyful and calm. So this is this area of the heart chakra, we'll say, that we try to keep alive, and with the part who will guide the child, the inner child of the child, the inner child of the adult of any age is there. And we want to gather together all the persons, atmosphere, activities which help this to flourish, expand, and grow by itself, because it is ultimately it's an inner guru, it's your inner teacher. And then you become independent in your learning. And that's a natural process when you are a child, actually. It is what happens naturally. Mm. When you play, you learn, because you are focused, you are happy, you do what you feel to do, what you need to do. And nobody imposes upon you to do this during a period of time in a schedule, and which doesn't flow naturally. So it's about learning.
So how do you imagine Lila Loca functioning? Will the children come like that? The children are busy with their normal school, so how will it, how do you imagine that they will participate?
And this is very easy, because actually Lila Loca, even though the place was not built before, the activities were running in different places of Auroville. So we have experience how to schedule it with the different schools, because it's for all kind of children. The one who goes to school, the one who doesn't go to school, or who, whatever, doesn't matter to us.
So you have had this.
So
already.
Yeah, so it's just a question of organizing, and even like play of painting, I've been used to work with 5 different schools together and mix the group, and then it creates connection.
Of course.
And there is less competition, because it's sad to say, but as human beings, we tend to compete, and there is another area which tend to unite and be fraternal. So, yeah, when you create spaces and activities which connect children together, they don't look at each other. Oh, this one from that school is stupid because he's from that school, which is not mine. So this disappears completely. And also when you mix age, even more. So there is no more judgment. And Lila Loca is based, is something I would like to insist on. It's really based on non-judgment and non-directive activities.
So is it open to children of all ages from 5 to 99, or?
Yes.
So adults, I'm looking forward to coming there myself.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, there is many people who look forward and find this. It gives them a lot of joy. The idea to think that they can go and follow courses in a center where they're all busy, the children and the parents, and where you don't have the real separation of home and school, where it is a place where you can be together.
Or teacher and student.
Exactly.
Yes.
So you have the parents can come and do activities with their child.
Or different activities. They should follow their
inner child.
Inner child.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So in 2012, was it 2013, the foundation stone for the place was laid. So now what is the vision and what is happening on the ground? Take our listeners, let them imagine what would they see now if they came there.
If they would come now, they would come in and they see that we collect already a lot of stones and special things for the garden, and then you come and then you see the building rising. We are up to roof level, the roof has to come. So, yeah, it is, I mean, for me it is a magical experience. It's to see that something manifests, really. A dream you had. I find it also a beautiful addition to the whole education in Orville. Not a replacement, this is just an addition.
So there's walls coming up?
Walls coming up, there is the inner garden, there are the rooms to be seen already, how big they will be.
What are the activities you were mentioning? Play of painting. Anna, ever since I've known you, you've been always making and cutting.
Nature theater, I call this.
Okay.
Yeah, nature's theater. I'm doing this at the moment as a Lila Loca activity in TLC, and I work with parents and children who don't go to school, which is very interesting. It's my first experience to work with parents and children together, and it's very joyful.
It's really nice.
It's really nice.
And
yeah.
How do you feel that this relates with what we know and what we've been trying in Oroville with, you know, Mother's ideals on education? How do you feel that Lila Loca relates to that?
But as I said just before, first of all, we try to mix age and mix the groups and mix the school and the parents with their children, not systematically. Just following the needs, and that's the first thing, is that we create unity in a way, and which is the thing of Oroville, unity in diversity, and we respect the particularity of each one. Each individual is considered as a soul in evolution, and this inner child we talk about is known in Oroville as a psychic being, but outside could be the center or your inner voice or whatever, doesn't matter. Mm. But this is a place from where we work. We try to also, as a facilitator, we are not teacher, we are really focused on the learning process and facilitate this learning process in the child, but with the less intervention possible. I mean, unless the child asks, in my concern, I just give the material and that's all. But I'm here.
So you're an assistant, as it were.
Yeah, I am a servant. I call it servant of the... We call it servant or facilitator, whatever. It's also not very important, the word, but we are not teacher. We don't teach anything. No, like in, just to give you an example, in a normal art class, painting class, you will come, people will give you the material, and they will guide you. They will give you exercise to do, to know how to do a portrait, or perspective, or what. And in the case of the play of painting, you come, first of all, the space is completely different. You have vertical panels around the room, and you have a collective table palette in the middle, and you will have an amazing material. Big pieces of paper, not the usual small one you get. And that's it. That's
so it's
it.
Really
you will
creating
be
a space.
Yeah,
as
you
it
will
were.
Be free to explore your own creativity. And actually, people are afraid, children or adults, that nothing will come. I am in front of the white page notes.
Exactly.
But that's not true. Because actually it flows and a lot comes out. And it's unending. Mm. And it's a great joy and it's a source of transformation, actually. Mm. Once you start to listen to this inner voice or this inner child, what comes is amazing. We just have to be a bit peaceful and let it grow inside
so
you.
So if I understand,
and express
then
itself.
You create that atmosphere, you try
yeah.
and make you try and make everything available, you try and make the atmosphere as peaceful as possible to elicit this silent or very small part inside of one to sort of take over and have confidence.
Yeah, that's how it
yes.
connects to your question, which
yeah.
is how it is connected to Auroville. I mean, but an activity like play of painting is really a diversity in unity, because you have these adults, you have this teenager, you have this very small one coming from 3 years old also. And we are together and we don't judge each other, no comment about the painting from me or from anybody in the room. And we just benefit from the group energy, which gives you more abilities to open, but without caring about what each one is doing. It doesn't matter, the process is nice. Yeah, the child gets used from very small to be judged by adults. It's good, it's bad. And this is a very big sensor. On this arm, on
yes,
that?
Sensor,
it's a very big sensor. Whether you say something good or bad, doesn't matter. It's the same sensor that there is some expectation and I should fit to the expectation. So there is no more connection with the inner side who knows what to do. We're super happy to do with very self-confident and autonomous and free by itself, if he has the space to express. So also as facilitator, we have to be a bit in touch with that, or at least aspire for that in us, because it's not something you can teach.
Mm.
You cannot teach someone to be in contact with this psychic being. You can just give the best possible maximum setup, people and atmosphere, and activities according to your possibilities. That's all you can do, and it's a very humble work.
Mm.
That's how it connects to Auroville,
so,
I think.
So I'm curious, like, yeah, that makes sense. I'm curious, have you had any of these moments, Anna, maybe you can tell me, these aha moments with the child when, I don't know, through your activity, through your play, that there's
been... Oh, yes,
been...
many.
Can
many,
you share some
I
of
think,
those
I
with
think
us?
There are many like that. I work mainly in TLC with the younger children this year, last year with more the older ones, and I work with the geometry, I work with the magic behind shapes, because our whole world, our whole body, everything is built up out of line and shape. So we have also a lot of expressions, don't go around in circles, there is no point into this. We used all these expressions a lot. So at one point, so I work with the children with this. We are very creative, but we work also with the language. And at one point, my group came in, and they were arguing, and they were, you know, so, yeah, there was no point. They were going around. There was no point in what they were doing. So I thought, oh, how are we going to start? We have a pleasant session. So suddenly I got an idea, and I say, you know what, and I took a big basket of pencils, yeah, felt pens, a bit all standing up, and I say, come, let's make a point, this is our point, this big basket of pens. I say, we're going to sit around and we make a point of ourselves, and you're all going to tell me what you see. So they all start to describe what they're seeing. They found it funny, why? And then I started to argue with the one opposite me, and I say, that's not what, so to deny that what he see is not possible because I'm not seeing it, so it's not there.
Mm.
And all the children start to look at me like getting moving and like, what, she's so strange, what is she doing? I say, so how you feel about this? And then together they came really to the conclusion that only together they can see the whole picture, that there is no point in what they were doing when they came in, arguing who is right, you know. That was for me a magnificent moment, you know. It was like, oi, this is nice. Usually I use much words
yeah,
to try to explain,
yeah.
And this was, And that is, yeah, but...
Did you feel they felt the same thing?
Yes, yes.
They saw it also.
They saw, and the whole atmosphere was changed after. Mm-hmm. So, and this, yeah, was a very magical moment. There are many magical moments in this. They discover a lot, because they understand that it has... Once they understand that this geometry, that they have a point from where they are, they have their space in which they move, which is their space. Mm. We play games that we prove, like Leonardo da Vinci, that we are all stars. So then we come to, yeah, unity in diversity. We are all together. We all shine. We are all the same. But in the midst, we are all different. There is not one... who is the same like us. We are unique, you know, we are really unique. And they come with many things, many discoveries, many... They're my teachers also.
Do you find that the children are uncomfortable with that? Because often children like conformity. It makes them feel secure and safe. Or do you not see that? That's not been your experience?
Not in Auroville, no.
No.
Okay. I have to say, I have had some group coming from India who are used to go to college or a bit older than what I am. And yes, for them to tell them no comment, it was so hard. I had really to stop them with my body. I was coming in between them to prevent them and reminding them, no comment. And it was so hard. And the teacher was coming also. And they were all coming, going to the teacher. Teacher, teacher, is it good what I've done? They need so much approbation from the adult or from someone who is an authority figure. But in Auroville, I never met that. We are really dealing with the cream, I would say.
Yeah.
It's such a joy that I never... Of course, children can have a lack of self-confidence. They can have all kind of... There are all kind of type of children with their own possibilities.
Mm.
But this feeling that they need more conformity, no. And you know, it's very quickly... they feel very at home in this kind of...
It's natural.
Free setup.
It's natural to them.
So even if they might maybe feel something at the beginning, after the second session it's gone. It's only joy, no? And it goes very fast.
So yeah, if people were to donate and contribute, can they go through the regular contribution channels and specify to Lila Loca?
Oh, there is many ways. It depends if you are Rovinian, if you have an account here, or if you are outside, everything is possible. I will give you my... Not my. Lila Loca. Lila Loca account number,
yes,
for the Rovinian who would like to... Yeah. Support this dream, and we very much need now, because we have completed the whole structure, almost. We need the roof. To complete the roof structure, we need 9.5 lakhs more. So that's what we need.
That's
and
doable.
Within 3 months, so we have quite a short time.
Yeah.
So it's quite an emergency state for us.
It was a little bit before you give the number a history also, because when we started the project and all the architectural plans and everything was ready, our architect moved back to France. We had to start the process all over again, but we had all the funds. We had a big fund already, and we had the fund to do it. But then it took 3 years before we really had the whole project revised and again
approved.
And in that 3 years, we were so busy with to manifest this in the land, that and with fundraising also always, but the prices went so up, so we have not enough to finish it. That I want to just say.
Yeah, it's a bit more complicated.
I know it's much more complicated.
But thank you to make it short. But we have also changed. We had a new architect in bit. No, because it was not easy in our process to find an architect who will design something which reflects
what you want.
Yeah, what we want. So it has been also a process. We had actually 3 architects.
Okay.
So that's so, why. But in this process, I have to share something, is that we all learn to know each other a bit better. We all learn to create harmony within the group. We all learn to learn from our mistakes,
yeah.
from our tension. And we have built a nice team in which really it's a base. You cannot create a project if the team is fighting all the time. Mm-hmm. And we were not. Huh? We have never been fighting all the time. But no. we had some issues. And we had also issues with money.
Of course.
Because, my God, we are all teachers. We have been all teachers or educators in Rome. It means, like everybody, no money.
Yeah.
So, and we are not businesswomen. So how to find the money? That was
so that
more,
has been
more
a challenge.
Money, yeah.
yeah.
It's one of the many challenges we have been facing. And it's
but it's
very
a great
initiative.
Attitude that all of these challenges have actually been a positive thing for refining and perfecting your team
yes.
and the goals. Give us the account number.
Yeah,
the
account is 252023.
252023.
Correct. And you can also use the Auroville Gateway.
Yes.
Now there is a link which gives you direct access to donation. And of course, you say it's for Lila Loca. For those who are around who can give a check, there is also no problem to give a check to Auroville. Fund, I think.
Auroville Unity Fund?
Unity Fund, correct. To Auroville Unity Fund.
And specified to and Lila Loca.
Yeah. You have to make a little note aside, say, yeah. That's another way. So, but if you want to give cash, I suppose it's possible.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the account. We are under SAIR. We have been approved by FIMC, my school board, and all the group of Auroville, of course, because you cannot start to build without all the authorization. So we are quite...
Yeah. But we are not financially supported by the system. We have to do everything ourselves. So our maintenance, our everything we have to do ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get now personal maintenance, but not from Lila Loca, not from SAIR. We do everything.
Mm.
Yeah. You have to really believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think what is beautiful in our team, that we all believe and we all have trust that we get guided, you know, step by step into the manifestation of this project.
Mm.
And when you have this solid base in your team of trust and surrender and know that it will be.
That's precious.
That's very precious.
Yeah, the schedule has not been as we thought. I mean, when we started in 2009, we thought in 2010 we will start to build maximum.
Mm.
But it's a perfect schedule. Everything came at the right moment, and the inner work we have done in between was necessary to manifest this dream because, yeah, our vision is quite high, I will say. It's not a basic dream we have, so you have to be prepared
yeah.
for that. And we have been prepared.
So the aim now with the money to come is to finish the construction site, put a roof on it, and then you will be able to start. I understand this is phase one
yes.
of the project. So there are other phases, and I'm sure the garden must have a big part from listening
very
to you.
Much, yeah.
Okay. So this will allow you, if you get this 9 lakhs, it will allow you to finish this first phase, and you can already start hosting activities
yes.
in the place?
Those 9 lakhs we need are just to finish the raw structure
okay.
of the buildings. Means the walls, the roof, and that's it. Then we need another budget to do the finishing.
Yeah.
And ideally, another budget for the beautification, for the beauty.
Yeah.
We would like to invite some artists, help us to put beauty. That
surely that
yeah.
can be an effort that can be made by the community, putting a call out. We have
yes.
so many potters and artists to
yeah.
make some public
it's,
art.
It's still too early because we are
yeah.
at the stage of raw structure and we
yeah.
don't have the budget yet.
Yeah.
But we pray for that because, yeah, there are so many beautiful artists in Auroville who can be creative, inspired by this project and feel to do. So, yeah, of course. And we will have already some donation from some artists we got.
Yes.
I mean, it's in the pipe. It's not that.
Okay.
But we would like to be able to pay at one point the people working for us and to pay ourselves and... Yeah, so it's we start slowly, slowly. Since we don't have the money, we go step by step. We start to pay us a bit, but not since long time. But
what we need
yeah,
is a foundation,
because this building is
yeah.
phase one.
Yeah,
and then we have much more space, so we have planned to make a collective hall for workshops. We have planned to make another smaller building with one room for more nature-orientated activities, you know, which are with more movement, so you take more movement out of the big building. And yeah, there are many dreams, little dreams still to fulfill for.
Yeah, and we attract other educators who are also not fitting with schools. So we have been contacted by different people who are already offering activities in other spaces, not in schools,
okay,
and who would like to join. And that's why in the phase two, we really want a collective space to be able to have some other people turning their activities inside and sharing this space. And Lila Loca is not for us. It's for the inner child. It's for all the educators. It's for parents. It's for adults. It's for everybody who feel attracted to the idea. And to new educators, that's my wish. I mean, yeah, we are all experienced, which means also we are all not so young anymore. let's be frank. And there is a big part of training and research about education in it. So already we attract this new generation of educators who are very aware, very connected to other experience in the world of the same type. And they come ready to be trained and to offer their young energy full of vitality to Lila Loca. And this is my wish also, is to give it to this new generation of parents, educators who are coming with new needs.
That sounds fantastic, and I really hope that the money flows and the project happens as soon as possible. I can't wait to come and play. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the project that we might have missed?
Well, we could talk for hours, huh? It's not the problem. But it was already nice to be invited. Thank you, Renu. Thank you, Auroville Radio. I'm also a great supporter of Auroville Radio. And one part of the project is also about radio with children, which I have started last year, creative radio with children. So we
hope that will continue and that we can broadcast the results of that.
Absolutely. That's our aim, huh? Is to also exchange with you guys.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Reno.
Thank you, Sandrine.
Yes, it came to me that I wanted just to give you the title of the other activity.
Sure.
We have individual play sessions, the magical garden, nature theater, this is Anna next to me, computer-based self-learning, the world game of creation in the sandbox, the play of painting, specialized library for children, evolving games, creation and publication of books and games, which we have already started, swinging bridges, Balamata play groups, the wonder of development, research and training, this we have touched it, recreational horse riding for the different able children, which is also a very important part of Lila Loca, that we are able to welcome different able children or with specific needs. But for horse riding, it will be not on Lila Loca land, in another place. I think, where is it called?
It's Baraka? In
Baraka, And creative radio and other units once the second phase will start. So please be generous and support us. We really need to complete this phase one and call for the phase two.
Well, it's wonderful. It's a bouquet of playfulness. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you, Renu. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renu. Mm-hmm.